We change gears by welcoming in Kate Marshall joining us on behalf of the West Central Research Center here in North Platte. Kate, good to see you in the studio again, and Happy New Year.
Thanks. Same to you, Tristan.
How did the holiday season treat you and the family?
It was pretty good. Pretty good. Glad can't complain.
Now, we were talking off the air a little bit, had the big garage sale fundraiser this past weekend. Amber graced us with her presence just a few weeks ago to talk about that. So how'd that 4-H fundraising event turn out?
You know, it went really well. I think we ended up raising about $1,200 that all goes straight back to 4-H. And so super cool fundraising event because we don't have any costs because everybody donated their treasures for us to resell.
And what a unique donation, too. I think when we think about donations, we think of cash and checks, but we forget that time, talent, and treasure are just much of a donation. This is a great example of that.
Yes, definitely.
And tell us about some of the individuals, too, you had out of the fairgrounds this past weekend for this fun event.
I think our timing is really good because there aren't many garage sales going on in January, but ours is an indoor garage sale, so we got to give some of those hardcore garage sale people their fix.
Yes, and for some people, too, that are thinking, like me, we were talking off the air, I did a little bit of house cleaning after the holidays and wanted to get rid of some items. And I thought, man, I don't want to wait till the spring or summer to have a garage sale. Make a donation to local 4-H. It's a win-win.
Yep, exactly. And it's a yearly event. This is the second year that we've done it, and so we plan to do it again in the future. So usually in the fall, we start taking donations out at our office if people want to drop stuff by.
So make a mental note, folks. Don't bother with the hassle of your own garage sale. Just take it out, and you guys will take care of it.
Yep.
Now, Kate, 4-H month quickly approaching here in the great state of Nebraska. Month of February, 4-H month, right?
Yes. So for the last several years, February has been noted as Nebraska 4-H month. And so we'll have some things going on to promote 4-H. But the main thing that we'll be doing is at the end of the month, it's actually going to be February 27th from 3 to 5 out at the Lincoln County Fairgrounds. We're going to have an open house. And so we'll have clubs and youth with different projects set up out there. So if you've never been involved in 4-H, you can get a chance to experience some of those hands-on activities and really get a feel for what the program can offer.
And this is a great opportunity just to test things out with no commitment, no pressure.
And if you decide to enroll in 4-H that day, we'll have computers on site to help you do that. And it's only $5 to become a part of our program as well.
Wow. That's money well spent. $5 doesn't do much for you in today's world. So.
No, it doesn't.
tell some of us about 4-H that maybe weren't involved in our younger years and the benefits of being involved in 4-H for these younger generations and the adolescents as well.
Yeah, definitely. So 4-H is hands-on learning by doing. A lot of times people think of the large animals when they think of 4-H, but we are so much more than just the animal projects. There's photography, there's foods and nutrition. Even for those kiddos who live here in town, you can still have a poultry, a chicken project, or even rabbit and companion animals, you know, the dog project. And we even have youth who bring, when we say companion animals, that can be anything from your pet lizard to a guinea pig. We showcase those kids as well, too.
Kate, tell us a little bit about your experience in 4-H. Obviously, a lot of our listeners know you from coming on pretty much every quarter, it seems like, or every other quarter at least. But tell us about your experience prior to being the 4-H educator and liaison here at the West Central.
Sure. So I was a 4-H member when I was growing up for 10 years. I did live on a farm, so I did some of those bigger projects. But one of the big things that I was involved in was the speech project. And from a very young age, I was getting up in front of audiences and giving speeches and demonstrations. And I can't tell people how important that was for me, especially when I got older, going to college, doing job interviews, just being more comfortable being in front of an audience and being able to use those skills to really help get me to where I am today.
Like you said, Kate, I think when people think of 4-H, they think of showing cattle, showing goats, showing sheep. And that's a great thing to think of initially, but when I think of 4-H, I think of life skills. We've had George on the program before with you, and he talked about learning some photography at a young age, something he still uses day-to-day with his job over the bulletin. And then the public speaking aspect, like you this morning in your job years after that initial 4-H experience. But public speaking, I think, is an example of something that we all use very often, whether we realize it or not, and one of those skills that 4-H can help the individuals at a young age really learn and make it their own.
Yes, definitely. And then you mentioned George as well. He was a part of one of our 4-H workshops this summer on entrepreneurship.
Yeah.
You know, he has his own business there at the Bulletin. And so we were able to take a group of youth over there and visit with George about some of the key things that it takes to be able to start and to run your own business. So entrepreneurship, that's another 4-H project mm-hmm. that we offer as well, too.
And if you want to learn more about 4-H, I think this opportunity that presents itself at the end of February is such a unique opportunity to do so, a hands-on, face-to-face experience out at the fairgrounds.
It really is. It's kind of grown each year. This will be the third year that we've done it. And so we've got, like I mentioned, we have different clubs all across the county that kind of focus on different project areas. So they'll be there with some of their things that they do. And then we do have some project-specific stuff. I know last year we had a couple of girls who were huge into the model rocketry.
Oh.
And they were able to bring out some of their samples. And we actually did a model rocket last summer out at the research center, which was pretty cool. We only lost one rocket when we shot them off.
Pretty good. I'm sure when you were planning this, you thought you'd lose a lot more than just one.
We did, and we learned a little lesson about the power of the engines that you buy.
So, Kate, if folks can't make it at the end of February, or maybe they don't want to wait, they want to learn more today, how can they do so?
Sure. So you can always call our office. You can email us. We have a very active Facebook page that's Lincoln Logan McPherson County 4-H. And so if you search for that, that'll pop up on Facebook. And we always keep that up to date with any of the things that we have going on or that are coming up as well, too.
Kate, is there anything else you'd like to add this morning?
I think that just about covers it. We just hope that everybody will be able to come out and join us at our open house out at the fairgrounds on the 27th.
And that's 3 to 5, right?
Yep, 3 to 5 out at the fairgrounds. Right when you first enter the fairgrounds, there's kind of the Ag Activities building, and we'll be set up in there. If it's nice enough, too, I know sometimes we've had a few small animals outside as well.
Awesome. And again, coming up February 27th, Kate, thank you so much for taking time for us. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you.